Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Primaries historically have low voter turnout when compared to the November general, but this primary is shaping up to be even lower. Ballot returns, they're still being processed, which will continue over the coming weeks, but right now it isn't looking good. We're going to nerd out a little bit on the data that we have so far. Paul Mitchell is the vice president of Political Data, Inc. Paul and his team, they track voting trends and demographics across the state in California. Welcome back, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
It is that time of year. So our political Bible is your California primary ballot tracker, and we have been watching it closely. And I think as it stands now, it's still less than 20% of eligible voters have returned their ballots. How does this percentage kind of track or compare to previous presidential primaries, like the day after March 5th?
Yeah, so it's low. To put it into kind of a frame, the presidential primaries generally are about 50% total turnout, and these numbers we're looking at right now point to maybe 30% total turnout, so significantly lower. But there's something about presidential primaries in that they wildly fluctuate from, you can have 70% turnout or a 30% turnout in a presidential primary based on whether or not there's a competitive Democratic primary, a competitive Republican primary, both or neither. And this is a neither situation, just like 2012, when, again, 31% turnout in 2012. So the numbers top line don't look as surprising, given the fact that those competitive races just kind of were removed from the ticket.
You mentioned 2012, when voter turnout for that primary was particularly low. Do you think this one could be on track to be even lower than that?
Yeah, percentage-wise, I think it'll be lower, but actually number of voters, it'll be higher because percentage-wise, you know, 30% of 22 million versus 31% of 17 million. So there'll be more actual votes cast, but percentage-wise, yeah, this should be a record unless we get kind of a surge in these ballots that are being processed late, those that are postmarked. And we arrive at the registrar's later, even the ones that arrived at the registrar on election day, but they were still in the envelopes and they still need to be signature verified before they can be processed.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I mean, is there a real possibility that turnout was just really slow in the initial weeks that we could actually mail in our ballots and that an overwhelming number of voters chose to like send it in on election day?
So there's always that possibility. It's the unknown of what's still out there. But we do have a lot of prior elections to look at to kind of give us this formula as to what is the potential outstanding. And if some intervening event had happened, you know, if some new candidate entered the stage or something very exciting happened the day before the election, you could see a lot of people saying, you know, honey, where'd we put those ballots? And rummaging around to find those and turn them in. But it doesn't seem like there was anything that really spiked that late turnout in this election.
When looking at percentages, when we're getting into voting demographics now, I mean, I noticed that there, as it stands today, there's a higher ballot return percentage of Republicans versus Democrats. And I think that's interesting because Democrats basically like outnumber the GOP 2-1 in California. I mean, what does that tell you?
Well, just to put some numbers to that, you know, Democrats in these early ballot returns, 20% of Democrats had returned their ballots as of yesterday and been processed by the counties, 25% are Republicans. And so it takes the state from being less than a quarter Republican to more like a third Republican. And so it gives this outsized Republican turnout. And we can see just looking at the results so far, the impact of that. Steve Garvey being maybe even getting into first place in the U.S. Senate race, but he's really close in that second spot. And then in this area, you have the assembly race where a Republican that a lot of folks didn't even know made it into the second spot in the Senate district near here going West Sacramento out towards the Bay Area. Christopher Cabaldon, the former mayor of West Sacramento, it looks like he's winning. And the second spot is a Dixon mayor who's a Republican that most people wouldn't know. And this is happening all throughout the state. In fact, Schiff's congressional seat, a Republican now is in the runoff. And the two legislators who are running for that seat, the two Democrats, both their districts have Republicans in the runoff. It is pervasive throughout this election that a lot of Republicans made it into the top two because of this outsized Republican turnout, a turnout that was older, wider, and more conservative.
Well, let's get to the older part, because when I was looking at the age groups that you have, I mean, looking at 50 and up versus 18 to 49, when it comes to eligible voters who received a ballot, I mean, it's pretty much identical. You have around like 10, 11 million ballots that were sent out. So that means that the younger voter bloc, 18 to 49, they carry potentially the same weight in elections. That's not what happened. Ballot returns far from reflect that. Why didn't 18 to 49 voters show up? I mean, it was drastic. I mean, it's something from like 8% versus 29%.
Yeah. So even if you break it out into quartiles, and I know we don't want to do too much math, but there are equivalent numbers of seniors in 18 to 34, 25% of the electorate, 5.5 million of each. But when you look at who actually voted, those seniors, 40% of them returned their ballots before yesterday, only 6% of young people. And so that means that the electorate is just so much older than really is true for both the registered voter population or the total state population. And it impacts these races directly. If you think about issues on the ballot, you know, in LA, they had a ballot measure on bike lanes. You know, we have little city council races and we have a lot of issues that are on the ballot here. And it's not just about who's going to make it to November, but actual things that are going to be decided. And the people deciding that are much older. And I think this is a little outside of the reach of your station, but, you know, when we look at the Bay Area, Anna Eshoo, who was an icon in Congress and stepped down in kind of a passing the torch moment for a new generation to bring in different voices to Congress. But who voted? 60% of the voters were seniors. And the candidate who's leading is a 71-year-old former state legislator who's been in county government for decades. So it diminishes the opportunity to give the next generation a voice when that next generation is just not turning out.
When it comes to race and ethnicity, I mean, we have said this multiple times. You just look at census data. You know, Latinos are the largest demographic in the state. But when it comes to eligible voters, registered voters, people that receive a ballot this primary, voters who identify as white currently make up 69% of ballot returns. Latinos, 10% of registered voters have returned a ballot so far. Asian Americans, African Americans actually have a higher ballot return percentage so far the day after the primary. How does this shape race outcomes?
It does dramatically. So first off, the Latino population, plurality of the state's population, then about a third of the state's eligible voters, about 28% of its registered voters, and then it looks like maybe 15% of the people that actually returned a ballot. And that's striking. And, you know, it impacts elections because the voting choices among Latinos, Asians, African Americans, and white voters can differ based on their own life experiences and the communities they grow up in, the challenges that they uniquely face. And so the challenges that the Latino community face are not dealt with as seriously in this state, largely because they're not electing their representatives that they want. They are not voting for the ballot measures that go towards the issues that they're most concerned about. So it is a fundamental flaw right now in our system where a big segment of the electorate is underperforming and other segments of the electorate are stepping in and say, okay, well, if you're not going to make the decision, I guess we, the seniors who are white and affluent, will make the decision for you.
Yeah. I mean, we have, what, 8 months until the November general. I mean, you mentioned that back in 2012 when we had low voter turnout for a presidential primary, we had like 16 million ballots sent out. Now that's over 22 million, you know, a decade later. It is never been easier to vote in California. In the last minute, 30 seconds or so that we have, in your view, this is your wheelhouse. What, if anything, more needs to be done to engage voters?
Well, all the mechanical devices of how you register, how you stay registered, because when you move, you would, you know, we've improved that, how you get a ballot, how you return a ballot. And then once your ballot's returned, like we're going to see here in Sacramento in this mayor's race, a really close race, some of those ballots that got returned didn't have proper signatures, and the county's going to let people come in and re-sign their ballot. So everything we've done has really moved that up to 11. All the mechanical pieces, we are top-notch around the country. The challenge is that when you have an election that just doesn't draw the enthusiasm, the interest, there's not a lot of voters that wake up on Tuesday morning and say, you know, I need to vote today. There's probably more people that woke up this morning and said, yesterday was the election?
Yeah, and that's an unfortunate reality.
But so the point would be that it's not a lot of mechanical devices for us to move. It's really just about, you know, the more organic things about enthusiasm at this point.
And I would argue that's the harder lift, Paul.
It is, but we'll have high turnout in November because we're going to have an election where people are going to wake up and say, you know, this might be the most important election of my lifetime.
Paul Mitchell is the Vice President of Political Data, Inc. As always, thanks for being here with us, Paul.
Of course. Thank you.
And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.